For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. The Rapture of the Church. The second coming of Jesus to this earth will be just as literal, physical, and visible as was his going away. Though the Lord's return is commonly spoken of as his return or appearing, the writer of Hebrews specifically says second time in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Jesus' use of the word again in John chapter 14, verse 3 means a second time. Christ's second coming is mentioned or referred to in almost every New Testament book, and the theme of imminence is interwoven through all the passages of Scripture concerning this subject. The second coming of Christ encompasses two separate events: the rapture of the church, when Christ comes to claim his waiting bride, and the revelation of Christ, when Jesus comes with his saints from heaven to execute judgment upon the ungodly and to set up his kingdom and reign on this present earth for 1,000 years. Although there will be an interval of time between these two events, it is repeatedly emphasized that Christ's return will take place suddenly and without warning. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he taught that he would one day come back to this earth and repeatedly instructed his disciples to be prepared for his return. His assurance that he would come back again was one of the promises he comforted his disciples with prior to his death. The early church lived in anticipation of his soon return, and believers of every era are challenged in God's word to live in that same continual state of readiness. Many promises of Christ's second coming are found in the words of Jesus and his apostles. The hope of the resurrection of deceased saints that takes place at that time runs like a thread through the whole of Scripture. The rapture of the church will occur when Jesus calls his followers, both Gentile and Jewish believers, with a trumpet blast, and they will be removed from the earth and transported to be with him in the heavens. The rapture will be an instantaneous happening and will take place suddenly, unexpectedly, and lightning fast, in the twinkling of an eye, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, and Matthew chapter 24, verse 27. Jesus will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The word rapture means being carried away in body or spirit, and this is literally what will happen. First, those who have died as Christians will arise from their graves to meet him in the clouds. Then those who are alive and who have prepared themselves for his coming will be changed in a moment and will be caught up to join Christ and the resurrected dead in the air. In the interval between the rapture of the church and the revelation of Christ, the world will experience the great tribulation, during which time the wicked will experience the outpouring of God's wrath during the reign of the Antichrist. There are a number of clear scriptural differences between the two appearances of Christ. At the rapture, Christ will come in the air. At the revelation, he will come to stand on the same Mount Olivet from which he ascended. At the rapture, Christ comes for his bride, the church. At the revelation, he comes with his bride to rule the nations. The rapture may occur at any moment. The revelation cannot occur until the Antichrist has had his day upon the earth. The rapture is near the beginning of the great tribulation. The revelation is at the end of the great tribulation. The rapture will take place silently so far as the world of sinners is concerned. The revelation will be witnessed by everyone. The rapture is full of joy and delight for the saint of God. The revelation is full of wrath and terror to them who have not obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The last promise of the Bible is one of Christ's soon coming. Surely I come quickly. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And the remainder of that verse, the last prayer in the Bible, asks that this great event take place quickly, Even so, come, Lord Jesus. As ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us always, in everything we say and do, be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Counsel for Ministers. There are differing viewpoints regarding when the rapture will occur. The post-tribulational viewpoint is that the church will go through the tribulation and that those who have already died will not be resurrected until after the tribulation period. Mid-tribulational teaching holds that the rapture of the church will occur at the midpoint of the 7 years of tribulation, and thus, that only the last half of Daniel's 70th week is deemed the tribulation. In the pre-tribulational view of the rapture, Christians are caught up out of the world before the tribulation, which lasts for the entire 7 year period. We hold the pre-tribulational view. However, since no man knows precisely when the rapture will take place in relation to the moment the 7 year period begins, as ministers, we must be careful to allow for the possibility that the rapture will occur at a point other than at the exact beginning of the Great Tribulation. We base our pre-tribulational position upon the fact that the Holy Spirit is the one who presently restrains the wicked one, and he will be taken away when the saints are raptured. The church is assured that God hath not appointed us to wrath, and that those who wait for his appearing from heaven will be delivered from the wrath to come. Rather than trying to establish exactly when the 7 year tribulation begins, we must emphasize the importance of being prepared for Christ's return to this earth for his bride.